AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you guys.
You look beautiful. So you guys know we are on with Stephanie Hallman, who we have been missing like crazy, not seeing you on Dallas. You have such a good heart, which is so, you know, it's so rare for.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing off camera?
I am good. I'm like 16 days post. I had upper eyelid surgery.
I know. Follow you on Instagram. So I saw that. I too have had that surgery before.
It's like, I wish I would have done it like 2 years ago. It made such a difference. But I'm good. I feel like everything kind of calms down when the cameras go down and, you know, life kind of quiet. So it's been a hard transition at first, but like really good.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're talking to two girls that have been let go in the past. So
at least she gets to say the show just got let go.
I know.
Just, yeah.
And I said back then when I was like, if they would just cancel the show, it would feel so much better. But does it feel better?
It's honestly, it's going to sound very selfish, but it does because you don't feel like something's happening that you kind of, you know, I was there from the beginning. So I think it would be hard if it was filming and everything was happening and you're just kind of talking to the side, which is how I would have felt the other way. Yeah.
Why were there so many rumors that you were going to be attending BravoCon and that there was going to be a reboot? Like, is there any truth to, was zero. There any truth to any of it?
That's exactly what
zero.
I was saying.
Yes. There was zero truth. I don't know. Sometimes you kind of get caught up in the stories that people create. So I was like, I do not want to be a part of this. Like, I don't want people to or anyone to think I'm creating these rumors. There was never.
So you were not at BravoCon.
I was not at BravoCon.
And you have not been called for a reboot.
No, I have not heard anything about a reboot. I was not called to go to BravoCon. I was not at BravoCon. I think sometimes, I don't know if some of the old cast members kind of tease things to blogs and they just kind of run with it or if they believe something, but I personally have not heard anything. I think, and I honestly think if it does come back, I hope it's three or four years down the road.
Do you think it was Deandra that created the rumors? Because wasn't she sitting in the audience at something?
She was there. And I wonder if she told somebody she was going to be there with her mom. And then somehow I just got drug into it with her. I have no, she was there.
Was she paid to be there?
No. No, she was there.
She bought a ticket.
I mean, I don't know if they gave, if she asked them to give her a ticket or if she bought a ticket, but I know she was not like a paid participant. Cause if you're paid, Brandy said, cause she's been there before, that you have like a whole like you at least have somebody with you to make sure that you.
Wait, how is Brandy there? Because the first one is when they, were you guys? Oh, that's right. You
so
guys
the, first the first time one. BravoCon that's happened, right. Brandy and Leanne were there. So Brandy knew from that, she was that if gotcha. You are there, that you do have like security or something. Cause she said people would just kind of come up.
And you're
to
also
you.
On a panel.
A handler.
Yes.
A
handler. Yes.
You have a handler. You're on a panel. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I've never been there. And I
would
was
you
not
like
there
it to come back? Would you go back?
It would depend on the cast. And if it does, I hope it's a few on the road, to be completely honest. I think with our show, I think some shows, they are, people are really great friends and they get along and everyone kind of knows that it's an ensemble cast. And I remember the producers always would get onto us because they're like, you guys don't let go of drama. You hold on to it for years. The same thing, which the audience doesn't like. And then it was never really felt like an ensemble group. It felt like everybody was trying to
every
get a
man
moment.
For themselves.
Yeah, it was like every man for themselves. And I think that when it is like that, it doesn't really register to the audience the way it should. Season 2 and 3, I felt like we all knew we were there to do a job. And it was very much an ensemble cast. And then especially the last 2 seasons, it kind of felt like every man for themselves. So it wasn't the same feeling. And I think the audience could sense that.
Do you who do you think was like the most toxic that so you filmed with?
We have our same thoughts, Teddy.
We can't help it. Oh, we only can have half a brain together.
I told her, if I get my period back, we're done. We're done. No longer friends.
You know, like back in the day, I would have said, oh, Leanne, she's difficult to film with. However, whenever we lost her, I
she
missed
was
her
good TV.
A lot because she was great TV and she knew yeah. she was there for a job and she did her job and she did a great job. So she became somebody who I was like, oh, it's going to be easy this year to like, I wish she was back. I think that she was great TV. She knew what she was doing. She knew to create good TV. And sometimes you don't really
appreciate it till it's gone.
Respect and appreciate this until they are gone.
Yeah, that's why I'm back.
You know, like even Lisa Renna.
I don't want to hear any shit from anybody. None of you bloggers, none of you fans.
You're going to be hearing shit about from me, Tam.
No, whatever.
I'm not going to let it slide. I know. I agree with you. The Lisa Renna stuff, like people are thinking, oh, we want her gone. We want her gone. And then all of a sudden, when no one's willing to bring something up, they're going to be like, shit.
No, Lisa will be back.
People. She yeah. will be back. I maybe a
if
few
she
years.
Wants.
But I
don't know, you guys. I was texting with her yesterday. I just was like, how are you doing? And she's like, I actually feel amazing.
Yeah,
I can go do whatever I want. I can, I can be here in a moment's notice. I feel free.
Yeah.
And you forget like a year.
I know. But I felt like that the second year. The first year I was still in shock. And I'm like, shit, I just got fired. The second year I was like, oh my God, it's so nice to be able to just have freedom and not have to be glammed all the time and not do all those mm-hmm. things and not argue.
No, it definitely took about 6 months for it to really sink in because it's strange, but I mean, you were on for much longer than I was, Tamara, but you kind of, your identity kind of becomes that show,
for sure.
right?
For sure.
And then it's like, who am I if I'm not Stephanie Holman on Housewives of Dallas? Right. So it did take a while
it takes
to just wrap your head around it.
It really does. It takes 6 months for it to like be like, okay, it's over. It's done. But the problem is everywhere you go, people ask you about Housewives.
Uh-huh.
All your DMs on Instagram are about Housewives. So even if you're not off, you're still talking about it, you're still thinking about it. There wasn't a day that didn't go by that Housewives didn't enter my mind. And I'm sure you're the same way.
Oh yeah. Everywhere you go, people are asking you about, is it coming back? Is it not coming back? First get started, like the, BravoCon reboot, just kind of, it was almost a little jarring because the flood of everybody comes back into your life and they're all messaging you and there's no truth to it. It's tough. It's kind of hard to move on.
Do you feel like one of the hardest things also is the crew that was with you for so many years in your house, you made relationships, friendships with them. Now they're gone.
Yeah.
They're absolutely, and they're gone. Like,
yeah. And you don't see, I mean, sometimes they'll like, post on, they'll write a little something on your social media, or you'll message them. But that's, I think, also hard because you become really
close
to
them. Their job to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You're like, oh, dang, you don't do this for free.
Like,
what?
I get fired now. You're like, hello, hello. Anybody out there?
Yeah.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Do you think if it were to come back that Brandy would come back as well?
I don't know. We've talked about it before. She always says, like, she's just such an entertainer. She was a cheerleader, Dallas cheerleader before. And I think she just likes to perform and entertain. So she's like, it's hard for me not to go on and do everything they ask me to do because that's just my nature. So I think maybe a few years down the road, she may. But if they asked her today, I honestly don't think she would. I think her life is a little too busy with the kids. And I don't know if she could honestly fit it in.
If she could juggle it. And then... Yeah. If you could say, if you had the choice, if you were in charge of casting, who would be the one person you're like, you know what? I don't want to film with this person.
Oh my gosh. There was nobody on our cast that I just truly hate. Like I would have back in the day, again, said Leanne. And today I would say she's the one person I would want on there. Like, so it completely changed, but I'm friendly with everybody. So there's nobody that I could not stand. Yeah. But we weren't on for very long. We were only on for 5 years. So I didn't really have that.
That's enough time to get pissed off by somebody.
Yeah, that's enough time to hold a grudge in my book.
Yeah, for me too.
We really didn't have a lot of cast changes during that time. I mean, I feel like.
No, you didn't.
We didn't have enough to where you just were like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this one person.
Do you still talk to everybody that was on your cast?
If you like, we'll run into each other and then always say hi and are very cordial, but I'm not calling a lot of the people I talk to Brandy a lot. I talked to Carrie Brittingham some.
I forgot about her.
What about the other Carrie?
Carrie Duber, I see her all the time. We have a lot of mutual friends, so we're always at parties. So I'm friendly with everybody. Deandra,
I love
occasionally
her.
I'll see her. We have the same extension lady. I don't have extensions in right now, but sometimes we'll cross paths. But it's not like before that I had a group of core girlfriends and I still kind of hang out with those people. So I have a bond with the girls in the show, but I pretty much hang out with the core group of girls that I've known for a long time.
Do you still watch Housewives?
Are you a fan? I watched Beverly Hills last year because I wanted to see like all the drama happening there. This year, I'm honestly only watching Miami as of right now.
So good.
They're the
right?
best.
And it's so good. So it's good. So good.
Who's your favorite?
I mean, I have just a really soft spot right now for Lisa. I just feel bad for her. So I think she's making really great TV. I feel horrible for her though. I'm trying to think. I think their whole cast is really, really good. Adriana,
it's a strong cast.
It's a really strong cast
for sure.
Did Carrie Duber's husband do your eyes?
He did not. He did not. No, I have a really hard time with recovering on surgery, and I never want to do surgery with somebody who I love, and then it mess up, and then it ruin our friendship. So,
Hard time surgery,
I get keloid scars really bad. Like I have some recovery issues. I always like to do things with people that I don't know. So if they mess up,
it's hard to do business with friends.
It is.
And I used to say that in real estate because it's like, if you do something you don't like, or it's just, it can really ruin a friendship and surgery. Yeah.
Yes. So I just use like a ocular surgeon, just a guy that only does eyes.
Oh, well, they look beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that you were open and honest about it. I was the same with my neck lift. Tam is the same, but I think it's just important so that people know, like, we all have things that we want to change. And if you have the ability to change it, it's okay. And if you want to talk about it, talk about it. If you don't, you don't. But I do think it makes us all feel like, okay, especially now that there's the FaceApp filter. Like, speaking of Leanne.
Oh, the FaceApp. Oh, yes.
Like,
on the FaceApp filter.
She doesn't need to go to a 5 on the FaceApp.
No, and
at a 2.
She's so beautiful.
Hollywood 4.
Beautiful. Yes. Like, she does not need it. She's actually she's gorgeous in person.
She is.
Are you still doing a weekly dose of BS with Brandy?
Yeah, we are. We are still doing that. And it's just fun. It's like the one time a week where we actually get to see each other and hang out because we live about 30 minutes away. So we don't live close enough to where we're together all the time. So we're still doing that. I think it's been like 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Do you film in a studio? Are you still filming in
the
studio?
We do. We have, we actually film at the studio. There's a local radio station and Yay Network, who we are with, owns the radio station as well. So we film there. It's easy. We just all kind of drive and meet there like once a week.
Would you do Girls Trip?
I mean, I cannot see myself being asked to do Girls Trip because I'm not really good drama. However, I would do it if it was.
And if you could pick, who would be your dream cast?
I think Sonia's super funny. I like her. I'm trying to think. I would honestly pick Sonia. I'd pick Leanne because she's dramatic. And I would pick, I think Kyle Richards is lovely. Tamara, I'd want you there because I know you. I would just want people that are funny, one dramatic person and people that I know. I'd want it to be a little comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is going on in your life?
I mean, honestly, that's the sad part. Not much. We're building a home in Montana.
How's that going?
It's like halfway through. It's on a ski mountain. So whenever it's snowing, they're just sitting there. And it's Montana. So it snows all the time. So they're constantly just sitting on the project. And then my son is 13. He's had 2 girlfriends, which is super weird so far in his 13 years. And then my other son's 11. So he hasn't really gotten into girls. But it's fun to be a mom when they start dating and to see who your child kind of chooses to date and what they're like.
Well, you know, what's really hard is when they break up, when you get to know them and then they break up, it sucks. Cause you're like, wait, I really like that one.
Oh no. I see. He's introduced me to one girl like one time, and then they broke up like 2 weeks later. So it's very short.
Well, he's still young. So when he gets into like high school, he's not in high school yet.
No, seventh grade.
That's when the high school sweetheart breakups are rough.
That's hard too, because then they go through breakup. I remember whenever I was younger, my mom would get so mad at the boys whenever we were going through breakups, because it's devastating, you know?
But so, boys have it easy now. The fact that the girls have to ask to prom, like all of these things have changed. Like the girls doing the invites and this and that. I'm like, what happened to just somebody left a note in your locker with like the bagel or hot tamales?
I mean, even Cruz, my 11-year-old, he always is in the drama, like all the gossip. And he was like, Mom, on Valentine's Day, this kid brought like a dozen roses to school and was going to ask this other 11-year-old girl out. And I'm like, you guys are way too young to be going
over the top.
Yeah, doing this whole like dating thing. It's so weird.
It's because of like social media, I think. They see it on TikTok or who knows.
These big gestures of love from 11-year-olds. It's beyond me. Yeah.
Well, we miss seeing you on our TV screens.
Thank you.
You're definitely one of like those housewives that every time we see anything on social media with you, you can just tell that you're being authentically who you are. You're just lovely and kind. And every time you leave a message, I'm like, she's so nice. Like,
you are. You're so sweet. Do you ever get mad?
Yeah. And my husband all the time. Yes. All the time. Daily. Daily.
When he breathes.
Show me your mad face. I don't think you have one.
I mean, you know, I can't.
She's like,
you have to be Travis for me to, but I would say, I don't know. I really cannot. Like every time I get Botox, they're like, do the angry face. I don't know how to do it, but I feel like I'm really good at like giving the silent treatment and calling him an a-hole. That's kind
you're
of how
a
I do
silent
it.
Are,
you're a passive, so passive aggressive.
Very passive aggressive.
I hate that.
You know what? I love a passive aggressive queen.
Oh, fuck off, both of you.
Thank you,
they're hard to deal with.
Tam was texting something today and we were not 100% in alignment on something. And I'm like, this text is giving me stress. I can't read your tone on text message. And I'm such that I can't even help myself. I'm such an overthinker. And then I like have to like put up my little boundary because I get butt hurt. And I'm like, I can't.
I'm just whatever. Get over it.
See, you get over it. Yeah. I kind of overthink things too. Yeah. I like think about it. Yes. But on a daily basis, Travis.
Cheers to overthinking things.
Yes, and cheers.
If you ever want to come on and recap Orange County and we can talk about Tamara so she can get mad at us.
I would love that. I would love that. Yes.
Great. Can't wait.
Watch just for that. Yeah.
You passive aggressive girls.
We cannot wait to subtly shade you, Tam, and then pretend that we didn't. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
I can.
We appreciate you guys. Make sure that you follow Stephanie on Instagram and that you listen to a weekly dose of BS to get your Stephanie and Brandy fill. And we appreciate you for coming on the
thoughts
with
us.
Thank
you so much. It was so nice seeing you, talking to you again.
So good to see you too. You guys have a good one. Okay.
Yep. Bye.
Bye guys.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.